Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir on Shamor v'Shamata. Shall guard and listen. Skol dvarim eila shanochi mitzapla manitov lach l'vnecha chorech adoylam kisase yasha atoiv v'enei Hashem elokecha baruch Hashem. We have already seen niflos gedolos v'atzumos in this pasuk. And now we will continue explaining the words Kisasa HaYashav, that you should do what's straight and good in the eyes of God. It says Yashar V'Tov, what's the inyan of Yashar? What's the inyan of Tov? Yashar apparently isn't positive good, but Mimela, that's what has to be, and otherwise it's a kilko. In other words, there's something that's the straight way, which is the natural way, and then there's corrupting that, there's messing that up. V'alokim esasa adam yashar v'ema bikshu chishvonos rabim. God created man straight, and we have a lot of chishbonos to mess things up. So the yashrus is the way we were created. That's the natural way. And then we sometimes mess things up. So that corresponds to lo saseh. That's a siya negada yashrus tov. It's something positive. That's primarily klapi the mitzvah esay, which is an addition of good. And that's negada inyan shel pulas ha mitzvah lamala, that we should be shomer lasis yashar, not be makalgal yedei lo saseh. And there's an obligation to do good and add good b'tikun ha'olamos. And that's be'enei Hashem elokecha, in the eyes of Hashem, because darei mat, as we spoke about in the previous shiurim, those who dwell here in this lowly earth have no hasaga, have no comprehension, no conception of what goes on in Shemayim. But it's be'enei Hashem elokecha. God knows the power of our mitzvahs, shehu ha'yodea, He knows, and He's koveya the yashrus of our deeds. And we have to know that when we do the mitzvah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, that these mitzvahs have great power, and only really God knows the true power of the mitzvah. And you know that it's a good thing to do if it's Tov V'Yashar V'Enei Hashem, even though you yourself don't know the Tov and the Yashrus. So according to this, we can explain the machlokes between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva in the Sifri, as we saw in the first shir. We quoted the Sifri. It says, that Kisasa atoy v'yasha atoy v'enei shamayim v'hayasha v'enei adam. Good is v'enei shamayim, eyes of shamayim, and yasha is v'enei adam. That's Rabbi Akiva. Yishmael says Yashar is Be'enei Shemayim, and Tov is Be'enei Adam. That's Rabbi Akiva, and that's Rabbi Yishmael. So, question. So each one has that one of them is talking about Be'enei Adam. But how can that be when the pasuk says Be'enei Hashem Elokecha? Am Shastira, right? They want to say Tov and Yashar. One of them is talking about Be'enei Adam. But the pasuk concludes, "Be'enei Hashem Elokecha." So it's talking about Be'enei Hashem, not Be'enei Adam. This is discussed by the Gur Aryeh, by the Mizrahi, by the Sifsei Chacham, and by the Meshech Chachma. Brings the pasuk in Meschanan, where Batzisa Tova Yashar is talking talk about Be'enei Adam. Talking about Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, Pshara, like Dina Debar Meitzra, being an example of Lefnei Meshuras Hadin. So the answer is, there it's B'nei Adam. So it's Pashut that Ad Tachlis HaPu'ulos B'nei Yashar B'nei Shal HaTov. You want to get to the Tachlis, the ultimate meaning of what you're doing? You can't get there, neither if it's Yashar or Tov. That's only going to be Be'enei Hashem Elokecha. Only Hashem knows the tachlis of what you're doing. It's Hatsheni. It's Pasha to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. But since it says Vishamata, which as we explained earlier, means Torah, that's your understanding. So it must be that what was said over here is that Al Pi Torah, it's Shaykh to at least have some level of comprehension. some level of understanding. And Memela, that it says here, Ve'enei Hashem Elokecha, is because through one of these inyanim, in other words, either Yasha or Tov, Ein Bazeh V'shamata, Ela Rak Mishum Mashu Kein Ve'enei Hashem Elokecha. There's no V'shamata, on one of these inyanim, in other words, either yasha or tov, there's no v'shamata. All there is ve'enei Hashem Elokecha. One of them, there's a v'shamata. The other one, it's only ve'enei Hashem Elokecha. When you're in the world of v'shamata, so then you have some efes katseyu, you have a little bit of havana. That's when you're in the world of v'shamata, shamor v'shamata. But then there's also something that it's just ve'enei Hashem Elokecha. You have no asaga. You're not in the realm of Torah. And on that, there's an argument. Is it going on the Tov? Because on the Yashar, there is a v'shamata, and that's Rabbi Akiva. And according to Rabbi Akiva, it says the Tov Be'ne Shemayim, according to Rabbi Akiva, Tov is Be'ne Shemayim, and Yashar is Be'ne B'nei Adam. So it comes out then that the Ve'enei Hashem Elokecha is going on the Betov. But on the Yashar, that you have a little bit of a Shamata. There you understand on some level. That's why Tov is Be'enei Shemayim, completely beyond us. And Yashar is Be'enei B'nei Adam. So that Yashar, Be'enei B'nei Adam, what we understand a little bit, because we have a v'shamata, that's talking about Be'enei B'nei Adam. And Rabbi Shmuel holds fakert. Rabbi Shmuel holds that the v'shamata is going on the yashar, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel says that yashar is Be'enei Shemayim. Since yashar is Be'enei Shemayim, that's what the pasuk is referring to when it says Be'enei Hashem Elokecha. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Be'enei Hashem Elokecha is going on the Tov. Tov is Be'enei Hashem Elokecha. The Be'enei B'nei Adam is the Yasha. There we have some Hasaga. That's the V'shamata. Rabbi Yishmael holds no. Yasha is Be'enei Shemayim. That we have no Hasaga. And what's Tov? We have a V'shamata. That's Be'enei B'nei Adam. There we have some Hasag of Torah. Now, obviously, I assume you're scratching your head as I am, figuratively, trying to understand, like, what's the Bir or the Machlokas? And why does each one hold we have a Saga in either Bnei Adam or Bidei Shemayim in Bnei Adam and Bnei Shemayim? In other words, Rabbi Akiva holds that we have a Hasaga in what's Yashar Be'enei Adam. And that Yashar again is referring to man being natural, following his nature, doing what's right, because that's his nature. And that we have a Hasaga in Rabbi Akiva holds the opposite, that we have a Hasaga, Rabbi Yishmael holds the opposite, that we have a Hasaga in Tov. We don't have a Hasaga in Yashar. We have a Hasaga in Tov, in doing good, That's the essays, not the los essays. We have asug in the essays, according to Rabbi Akiva. It's the los essays. It's the yashar b'nei adam. That we have asug in. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we have asug in toiv b'nei adam. And what's toiv? What's an essay? So what's the beer in this machlokas? That's difficult. Akupanim, that's the machlokas. That on one hand we have a vishamata, which we do understand to a certain extent, and then we have something which we don't understand. And each one the shitasa, what we understand, what we don't understand. But at the end of the day, there's still both b'ani Hashem elokecha, because we don't fully understand anything. Even what we b'ani adam, we don't fully understand. And according to this, we understand that it says kisasa ayasha v'atoyv b'ani Hashem elokecha. There, the tzivu is to do mitzvahs, shema yashav atov b'nei Hashem. Kanal medivrei Ramban, but that in Parshas Veschanan is referring to lifnei meshuras hadin v'adayim eloi and pshara. But here, we're not just talking about, there it says, do what's toiv, yashav atoiv b'nei Hashem. That's talking about lifnei meshuras hadin. But here, we're talking about klal mitzvahs, not just lifnei meshuras hadin. And we're not talking dafka about mitzvahs that are yashar and tov and are not written in the Torah, as we are in Veschanan, that are not written explicitly in the Torah. Eladarabba, mitzvahs that are written in the Torah, we're told to do them, not only because of this, but because they're toiv v'yashar b'eini Hashem alaykecha. We should do them because they're good and right in the eyes of God. We should do them with a ratzon. They are right in the eyes of Hashem. They are good in the eyes of Hashem. It's a famous philosophical question. Would God command us to do things because they're good? Or are they good because God commanded? But either way you look at it, these are good in God's eyes. And therefore you should do them, and not only because they're commanded. And therefore, Chazal didn't dash in this pasuk on what it says in Parshas Veschanan. Because again, Parshas Veschanan is talking about specific lifnei meshuras hadin, it's not written in the Torah. And here it's talking about what is written in the Torah. And Chazal are telling us, do what is written in the Torah, because it's Tov Yashar v'Eini Hashem Elokecha. So Hashem knows how powerful these mitzvahs are. Hashem knows what a pu'ula they have in Shemayim. And the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael is only on the pasuk over here. Not in the pasuk over there. Ramban doesn't write that, but that's what it seems according to our Mahalach. In this Meduk, there it says, Vasisa Yashav Atov Be'enei Hashem. Whereas here it says, Be'enei Hashem Elokecha. So based on what we said, there it's talking about, like the Ramban says, something that doesn't have a tzivui. It's enough that Be'enei Hashem Adon Kol Aretz, it's good. And that's what Machayev you to do. But here we're talking about mitzvahs that God commanded us. That was Elokeinu. He's our master. And he commanded us to do his bidding, to fulfill his commandments. And the pasuk is telling you, but still don't do it only because of the tzivu. And there it says, B'ani Hashem Elokecha. If there's no tzivu, so then you don't have to say Elokecha. Elokecha means he's your God, he's your master. But there's no tzivu, so it doesn't have to say Elokecha. That's in Veschanan. here, where it says Bene Hashem, Bene Hashem Lokecha, because here you're doing because he's your master. But don't do it only because it's commanded, do it because he's your master. We also understand that there it says Vesisa Ayashar Vatayp, and here it says Atayp Vayashar Maishna. So based on what we said there, it means Kafi Mashara Ui Bene Hashem. Bene Hashem, primarily, it's the right thing to do because it's Yashar Beinu. Memela, it's also good. And the Yashar is the Siba Latov. Since it's Yashar, since it's straight, it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do. Memela, it's good. They were talking about Lefnei Meshuras Hadin, that it's the right thing to do. Here it says Tov Yashar. Say Tov is mitzvah sasei, and Yashar is lo sasei. And since, what does the pasuk say? It says ve'asisa. So what's the primary asiya? The primary asiya is in positive, in doing, asay, and therefore it says asay before the lo sasei. So first it says to do the right thing. Then afterwards it says, and don't do what's opposite of the right thing. So in other words, what's the real asiya? Asiya is doing what's right. This is what's supposed to be done. And when you do what's wrong, it's against what's supposed to be done. So that's not the primary asiya. The primary asiya is what you're supposed to be doing. That's where we start. And then there's the negative asiya. It's asiya, but it's against what's supposed to be done. And therefore that comes second. It emerges according to this. And that's why it says Tov and then Yashar. So it emerges according to this, that when it says Kisasa, it's not a Siba for Laman Yitabach. It's explaining what it means Shamor v'shamata. And on that it says that the Vishamata is what you should do, Machmas Shutov Yashar Bene Hashem Elokecha. Why should you listen? Because it's Tov Yashar Bene Hashem Elokecha, because Hashem knows how powerful your Maisim are. So there are two different things going on here in the pasuk. First we have Shamor v'shamata is called Barma Eila Shemachim Mitzavcha. You should do, guard and listen to all the things that I command you. Man Yitav Lach, it should be good for you and your children after you, Ad Olam. And then Kitase HaYashar V'Atov. It's explaining what is the Vishamor V'Shamata. The definition of this Shamata is what's Yashar V'Atov Be'ene Hashem. More precisely, Hatoiv v'Hayosher ve'Enei Hashem. To be medayik, in the Shir I have been medayik, but now we see there's a difference between Toiv and Yosher and Yosher and Tov. So, between Tov and Yosher. So the order is Tov and then Yosher. So it's defining what's the v'Shamata. What's the v'Shmor v'Shamata? Shmor v'Shamata is defined as what's Tov and Yosher. You partially understand, partially don't understand, but that's what you should be listening to. And then what's going to be the reward? The reward is Laman Yitavlach. That's what the pasuk means. You know, the pasuk says you get eternal reward. You know why you get eternal reward? Because these are eternal deeds. Because you're doing what's tov v'yasher b'nei Hashem. You're doing what's tov v'yasher b'nei Hashem. And therefore you get an eternal reward. Because what's tov v'yasher b'nei Hashem, only God knows that these are eternal deeds. How what a massive impact what you're doing has. So since Hashem knows that, and since that's the impact of your deeds, then mainly you're going to get reward forever. So for the pasuk, it needs to say both. It needs to say, Shemor b'shamata. You know what the definition of the Shemor b'shamata is? What's tov and yasher. As we've been discussing, that's what defines the v'shamata. What's tov and yasher. That's what you're supposed to be listening to. Not to be mekalkel and to do good. Why? Because Hashem knows how powerful those deeds are. That's why He commanded them. You should do them because He commanded them. Because that's what He wants. Because they're essentially good. They're ratzon. And you understand, even though you don't fully understand, you understand to a certain level that these are eternal deeds. In the middle, you get an eternal reward. As we said, the v'shamor should lead to the v'shamata, that you going to seek out more and more, try to understand more and more. You're going to look for more and more. Because you understand that this is the will of Hashem, this is what you want to do. You're going to just keep seeking out because you know that this is the will of Hashem. Like the Sefer says, if you guard what you heard, you're going to end up guarding what you didn't hear because you're going to seek out more understanding. If you did it now, then in the future, you're going to see the gilui of Sodos. And so as we explained it in the previous shir, first we were talking about why first Shamor and then Vishamata. You're going to guard and then you're going to seek out more. Now we're talking not only about what the Shemor has in the Vishamata, but we're talking about the Etzem HaKiyum. It's an elevated Kiyum. And then you're Zocha Lolo Dorosav at Sof Kol Adoros. So it says in the Lashon Torah Shemor, even though it's talking about, which is talking about Asiyas HaMitzvahs. So you're doing a mitzvah with the Torah, you're doing the Shemor with the Vishamata. The idea that there's Torah in these mitzvahs, and therefore it's something eternal. Because Torah is eternal. And then you're Zochel Kol HaDoros. So there is in the Shemor a Vishamata. Not only that, it's going to lead you to more Vishamata. That's what it says, the free, if you're not Bechal Mishnah, you're not Bechal Maisa. In other words, the proper mice is done with the Mishnah, with the understanding of the Torah. And again, the mail of the reward is going to be an eternal reward. As the Pasuk says, Man yitav l'chol v'necha acharecha adoylam. So advarim hayu me'irei naim u'misamchei lev mamish gevaldik. And again, with that, we also explain the Gemara Menachas. That when you say Toda, you have to bring the Lechem also. The Havamina was that there's also an Inyan in part of a mitzvah. And it says Shamor b'shamata. No, it's not just the Maisa Chitzoni, they have to make the Tikkunim. There's no Tikkun in a partial mitzvah. It's only a Tikkun in the whole thing. No Toda below Lechem. No nazir without all dine nazir. Because again, this pasuk is talking about making the tikkunim no'olamas. That's what Abaye says, Shamor toida v'shamata lachmi toida. So maybe you could do shmir with a chetzi, but you need v'shamata. You have to do what the tachas limit says, the shamata, and through that the v'shamor. Is an ofen in v'shamata. V'shamor has to go together with the v'shamata. You're right, the etzim shmir can be with chetzi, but there has to be an understanding of the tachas of the mitzvah, and therefore you need the whole thing. So you need the lachmi toda with the toda. So the mail of the kabbalah of the shamor has to do with the lechem. And Rav holds, no, it's all included in the shamor. He says, shamor is the toda and the lachmi toda. Lishmor akol. And it says Vishamata is telling you that the Shamar has to be Shamar, not only Lamaisa. Because if it's only Lamaisa, then you could be know their part and then be keep the whole thing. No, the Shamar is Bakol. Because the Shamar is with the Vishamata. So the Etzem HaKabbalah only has a place if it's a Kabbalah with everything. Otherwise, it's not a Kabbalah at all. And therefore, he says, Shamor v'shamata is talking about the Toda and the Lachmi Toda together. There has to be a complete Kabbalah. And then, that's the Shamor. There has to be a complete Kabbalah. Because the Shamor includes the v'shamata. Understanding that there has to make, you have to make the tikkunim. Not only in the Lamaisa, but even in the Kabbalah. And therefore, Vishamata, Shalayera Ragilatsis came, you shouldn't be accustomed to doing this. Because the Kabbalah also has to be a Kabbalah Shalem. So we force the person not to be Ragil and making partial Kabbalahs. According to Abaye, maybe you could do a partial Shmira. That's not enough because you also need the Vishamata. The Shmira needs to be with the Vishamata and standing the Tachlis HaMitzvah. The male of the Shamor has to be is Lechem. It could be maybe that's enough if it was just the Maisa Chitzoni, but then the Vishamata tells us no. But you have to achieve the Tachlis HaMitzvah, that's the Shamata. And the only way you achieve the Tachlis HaMitzvah is with the Lachamim, with the Lachmei Toda. So Dvarim again, Ayuna Flaim B'Yoyser. So many Chidushim here, it's unbelievable. And of course, there's a lot more to say, so please stay tuned, and we will see more in the flows. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.